T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We welcome on political analyst Steve Roberts with a look at what happened. Steve, a week ago, this raid at former President Trump's Florida resort at Mar-a-Lago and the fallout from that. Steve, I mean, it is interesting to look at this on both sides. You know, first off, this new information of what resulted from this search, I mean, it would appear that the former President Trump's handling of classified information is raising national security concerns about as serious as those raised by Hillary Clinton's use of emails in her own private email server, or maybe even more so. At the same time, what level of information do you need to uncover to justify this raid that will be seen as so politically supercharged, unless there's something extremely serious that comes out as a result?
Well, you're raising a couple of very good questions. Let's talk about the raid itself. You can make the argument nobody is above the law, right? And if the president mishandled top secret documents, the warrant that was sworn, this is not a political statement. The Justice Department had to go to court and get a federal warrant from a magistrate. And they said in that statement that there were possible violations of 3 different federal statutes in terms of the way top secret material was handled. Now, but at the same time, no one's above the law. No one's beneath the law either. And Donald Trump deserves every protection. Donald Trump deserves to be treated fairly, and a search warrant is not an indictment, and an indictment is not a conviction. We're a long way from finding Donald Trump guilty of a crime. We're a long way from even charging Donald Trump with a crime. So that's one of the reasons why the Justice Department rules are so careful, and why they don't want to talk about it. And they were forced to talk about this more because of the politics of the situation and the demands for more information. But the traditional process here is you don't talk about investigations, because if you investigate someone, just the mere fact of them being investigated casts a shadow, even if they're never charged with a crime, which, of course, is what did happen with Hillary Clinton back in 2016. You know, James Comey, the FBI director at that time, violated all of the norms and all of the procedures by announcing just days before the election that he had reopened an investigation into Hillary Clinton's email. She was never charged with a crime. But that statement, many people feel, actually helped kill her campaign because it cast a shadow of culpability over it. So it's a very delicate and difficult situation to preserve the rights, first of all, of Donald Trump in this situation.
See, Steve, it seems that intent has to be a big part of this, right? I mean, how much do they believe that this was done on purpose? And did they intentionally ignore subpoenas?
Not only ignore subpoenas, Susan, but ignore the basic processes and the basic rules for governing top secret information. Now, we do know from Trump's own national security team that he often had no regard for traditional processes. His own national security advisor, John Bolton, said on TV, "I wouldn't be surprised if anything he did." His own chief of staff, John Kelly, said Trump never had any respect or any regard for the briefers and the other national security folks he ran into every day. We also know that Donald Trump, the way he's always operated, is he sets his own rules. He has always operated that way. And it's no surprise to anyone that he might have mishandled documents. But that's very different from saying that he committed a crime. And as you point out quite rightly, the standards for for criminal behavior are high, and they should be high. It's the same with all of the talk about around the January 6th insurrection and the possibility of charging Trump with sedition and other crimes. You've got to be able to prove intent. And the law is different from politics. You can argue the January 6th, you can argue that his handling of the classified documents is a political strike against him. It casts doubts on his qualifications to be president. Larry Hogan, who was the Republican governor of Maryland yesterday on TV, he's a Trump critic, on TV yesterday said what Trump did was dangerous. But that's a political statement. That's different from saying the guy committed a crime. They're very different standards.
Are we doing a disservice by looking at this through a legal lens? Because see, it seems to me that the political ramification is just, it seems silly to say, but it's far more serious. The idea that the Justice Department, that the FBI could lose credibility over this in the long term by so many people looking at this as purely a politically motivated raid. I mean, that to me, I don't know. The confidence in our systems, which we've lost so much of, especially in the last couple of years, seems to be a far more important and long-lasting thing than anything that could come out of this raid.
Well, this is, Governor Hogan said exactly that yesterday. Governor Hogan, who's the son and nephew of former FBI agents, made that same argument, saying this is very damaging. You know, and when you got the Republicans selling merchandise that say defund the FBI, you know, this is kind of crazy, given the fact that the Republican Party for a long time has portrayed itself as the party of law and order. Now they're selling defund the FBI merchandise, right? Politics turns on its head. But in the end, I think it's important to say that this is a political decision. I think the focus on legality is wrong. In the end, the American people, politics means that the American people, the democratic process, gets to decide the qualifications of Donald Trump for a second term. I think that the real question is whether the voting public is going to support him. And that's why both sides see openings here to reinforce political narratives that have already been there. At the core of Trump's support and appeal to his base for years has been the notion of grievance, the notion of we're victims. The deep state is out to get us. The swamp is against us, right? That's at the core of Trumpism. And they can point to this right and say, see, we told you. On the other side, the Democrats can say, see, we told you. He's dangerous. He's willful. He's unreliable. But those are questions of character, not questions of criminality. And in the end, the most important decision here is not going to be made by the courts. It's not going to be made by the Attorney General. It's going to be made by the American people when they vote. And if Donald Trump is a candidate for another term, the people get to decide whether they want him or not. And that's the way it should be, I think.
Steve, there's increased pressure now on Merrick Garland to release the probable cause affidavit. Do you think he does it? Will we see it?
Well, he's caught in a very difficult bind because the rules are actually designed to protect Donald Trump. That's what's so odd here, right? The rules of criminal procedure is you don't talk about investigations. Why are grand juries secret? Because it's deemed profoundly unfair to any possible target of a criminal investigation to talk about it until there's an indictment, until there's enough evidence to bring a formal charge. Because you can say someone's under investigation, that casts a shadow over them, even if they've never charged with a crime. As I say, that's exactly what happened to Hillary Clinton in 2016. So the oddity is, while Trump supporters are saying release more information, the rules are designed to protect him from his reputation being besmirched by premature disclosure of information. So Garland is being caught between political pressures on one hand and the protection of Trump's reputation on the other.
Steve, as always, thank you. Steve Roberts, political analyst, joining us live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.